Hello, everyone.
Hello.
I am here in such a way, I'm here in a mission of revenge. Because for centuries, missionaries went to Brazil and hurted our ears with their pronunciation of Portuguese and broke our language. And now it's my turn. Actually, I am here because a very special American lady with a very, very strong accent who went to the jungles of Amazonia about 42 years ago. And she, for the first time, presented me the gospel in a very clear, simple, complete, and biblical way. At that time, I attended a church, a evangelical church, and I was taught about heaven, hell, Jesus, but no one was clear enough to explain me how to get saved. I was 7 when I understood that I was a sinner and I was responsible for my eternal soul, my eternal destination. But for 2 years, I was struggling because no one would tell me how to get saved. That lady went to the jungles of Amazonia where I was growing up with my family, and she was able to reach our small town in the jungle and present me using a few flashcards as she would tell the story of the lost sheep. She would present me the message of salvation with those very simple flashcards and made me understand that God loved me, and for the first time I was able to believe and have the confidence that Jesus already paid for my sins and that he loved me. He didn't want me to perish forever in hell. That was a very special day in my life. Every time I would go to church, I would count the light post on the street and think, if I die before I reach that next post, I will go to hell. Every time I was conscious of that, that day when I returned home, I was so glad that day on, every time I was walking on the street and expecting to cross the next light post, I would remember that now I am saved. I am a new creation in Christ because I was able to understand that very simple explanation of the gospel. And because of that lady, Evelyn, I am here. I have spent the last 42 years confident of my salvation in Jesus. I grew up and went to the theological seminar. When I returned to my church, I had this bad feeling because I saw children growing up and leaving the church. And I understood that God was calling me to present his message of salvation for the children, inside and out of the church. And since then, the last 29 years now, I have worked in children's ministry, mainly always finding new ways to present the message of salvation and to explain the Bible in a clear, simple way and complete way, biblical way, for the children around the world. God took me out of the jungle, took me to Sao Paulo city, and since then in São Paulo. I have worked always related to CF, developing visual aids, always thinking of small children that are growing in their homes, needing to know Christ in a personal, with a personal experience of salvation. The story of the lost sheep has become so special for me since those early years. Now, I try to find ways to present the message of salvation for children, even the small ones, and always looking for new ways to make this message interesting, easy to understand, according to the age of those children. And always with an invitation in the end. So just for you to know me, where I come from and why I am here. But well, the reason why we are here, I would call Mariana to up the front here. The reason why we are here and holding this workshop is because of the message that we have in the Bible. So, it's from here that we take all the ideas, the wordless book and the message of salvation. We as teachers, we are the messengers. We wherever we go, we will take this message to the children, and we will be this living message for them. This Bible I made when I intended to present the gospel in the streets of Mozambique, Africa, because of the large group of children that easily you gather together. And I made a big wordless book like this. So you dress the Bible. That's why I called the dressing version, the Holy Bible dressing version. And I also made these drawings to be cut out and color by color, you present a truth for each color, and then the other, six truths for each color. This is the way I used to present the gospel in this wordless book, but I use the pictures and also the texts. Yes, thank you. Another way that I found to make this message clear for children was with this other way to present the same message. Now we have drawings and texts here. Because of the small children, I thought of, I came up with this children. I called this one Amy, and I tell about Amy, who is a girl who didn't know almost anything about God and His love, and she goes to a Bible class. You can hold this. Thank you. For the first time, and there she learns about God's love, and all we teach about God's love, and then we present. Instead of presenting a concept, I present a child. This other boy is called Adam. Amy sounds in Spanish and Portuguese like amor, love, Ami, we call Ami. This is Adam because he talks about sin. Why we can't be close to God and be saved because of our sins. And he tells us everything about this, our sins, the Bible basis for this belief, and also he knows about God's love, but why we can't have a personal relationship with God because of our sins. And then I present this other girl. In Latin America, most children have this basic knowledge about the love of God, about sin, the sinful, our sinful nature, and also about Jesus. They don't know much, but they know in a very, very basic level. So this is Chris or Christine. She knows all about Christ, what he did, why he died on the cross, but she doesn't know what to do with this knowledge. That's why we have, and she knows the Bible verse for her understanding what Jesus did for her, but she doesn't know what to do. That's why we have this other boy. I called him Justin, because now he is just in God's sight, because he already believed in Jesus, in him. He will not perish, but have eternal life, because he already received Jesus. And then we have the last child. She is the smallest of the group, but she is growing because she wants to know everything about God's will, and she wants to know what's right or wrong in God's sight, what's written in the Bible, about everything she wants to know. And she knows that God wants her to grow in knowledge and grace. This way, we can present the method of salvation and transform the wordless book in a kind of series of events presenting children and what they learn, what they know about those truths, instead of presenting just concepts. Thank you. I forgot your name. Oh, Mariana, she's my friend, but no problem. My wife once told me, I am facing trouble with my preschoolers because they are able to memorize what is the meaning for each color of the method of salvation, but they can't relate these concepts to their lives. They can't make personal application. And she asked, why do you think, where is the problem? Why can't they do that? So I thought for a while, and then I realized that they need, they learn with characters, with the experience of others. That's why I came up with these children. And I made cushions like those we had our children that now are in the university, but at that time they were 4 and 5. And I made these cushions and I put on their beds. And they wanted to have it in church, in the sofa, in the car, all over. They had these 5 friends. And they were always making questions, and everything they would ask about life, no matter what the subject was, I would take one of these friends and tell a object, a story or lesson on that subject they were bringing to me. And this way, they were able to apply the knowledge and understanding of each child about God's love, our sinful nature, what Jesus is and died for us, represented and did for us on the cross, what we need to do to get saved, and what changed in our lives, and how we are supposed to live our new lives. This way, they started developing a kind of relationship with these characters. I also made cushions like those, because now they were learning how to read. And I wanted them to still have this contact with the characters, but I also wanted them just to get the concept and also the Bible verse for each main truth in the message of salvation. As people, as I've shown these visuals and these ideas that I created for my family, people wanted them to use in their houses too. Then I developed other ways to make the same ideas, to have them in the sofa, and it's square cushions like this. But I wanted to develop this idea a little bit more. As they were growing up, I wanted them to be able to explain the message of salvation, now that they were already saved, to other children. That was when I came with the idea of making these foam cubes and make them give them the opportunity to play with the six truths for each color of the message of salvation, and make games like memory games, reviewing games, and put all these parts of the cubes on the table and have many games with them, so they could memorize six sentences for each color. And now they were able to say the Bible verse, to talk about God's love, and explain what it has to do with me. God the Creator, God who is holy, who's preparing a place for us in heaven, and why we can't get close to God because we are sinners, and so on. And now, with the sin, the same process, till they were able to, by memory, to say the 30 sentences, and this way explain properly the whole message of the gospel. For large groups, later on, the church, my church wanted to have these visuals to use in the church, so I made them bigger so they could be used in our juniors' church and services in the church. But I don't know if we have here this one. People want to make games and play with children, and eventually this kind of visual gets dirty. So for the experience, I developed this made with material. They are made with tennis shoes material, very resistant and washable, so children can play, and when they get dirty, you can wash. I have tried to, every visual I make in Portuguese, which is my language, Spanish, my second language, and English, which is my incoming language. I thought of different ways to present the gospel, also to bring them here, fresh ideas. I wanted to make something different that would be very useful. So you are the first group that are seeing, being presented to this, introduced to the wise hearts. So this is another way to present the message of salvation. Yeah, I have the five of them. I still don't have the text for what they should say and how to use them. But I just thought that when you want children to express what they understood about what you just explained them, taught them, if they have a puppet in their hand, this will be easier for them to express themselves. I just was thinking of children when they are trying to express what they learn. This would be a very useful way to present the gospel for them. But I was just going over the one idea that I was specifying. Sati, which is a very close friend of mine and my family. From time to time, she comes with new challenges for me. She was going to present a workshop in one of our national conferences in Brazil, and she asked me for a cheap, resistant, useful method to present the gospel, but that also could be used to talk about spiritual growth. So after praying and thinking and talk about what was the need and her need, we came out with this finger puppets. I have a bigger a sample. I have just here in front of me right now. I don't know what I did to them. They just disappeared in front of my eyes. Did you see what where I put them? Sati, could you please? Here. Yeah, so many colors. Thank you. Thank you, Sati. Just show them. That was the idea. So in your bag, in a small place, you can have the finger puppets, and in the back of you have the teachings for the growth, spiritual growth. This way, yes. This was her idea, basically. Later on, one lady wanted asked me for permission to use this big puppets in hand puppets in a bag, and from that request I decided to make a bag so that wherever you go you have a bag that carries the message of salvation. If the child receives Jesus, she you are able to counsel the child presenting the teachings on growth, spiritual growth. That's why this bag exists. Most of these ideas were intended for a particular purpose or because of a specific need. When I needed a method to present the gospel in different places where people will be able to read, and some places children are not able to read, so I made this, John 3:16. Now you can participate, let's say, quoting the Bible verse as I unfold it in front of you. Okay, so let's say the reference.
John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life.
And then as you fold it again, you can explain the children. God wants you and me in heaven forever with him. But in order to be so, you and me need to have this encounter with him and tell him that we believe in what he did on the cross. He came as a baby, died on the cross, rose from the tomb to save everyone in the world because he loves everyone, as the Bible says in
John 3:16.
Yeah, four large groups. I made it bigger. This. My wife once presented the whole message of the of salvation for small children, and she said, "This was wonderful. They were so attentive for more than 20 minutes. And I said, well, this was really a miracle. But when we got home, we were on the table and someone called, said, Vilma, are you okay? She said, yes, I think so. Later on, we were washing the dishes and another mother called her. Vilma, are you okay? She said, no, I don't think so. You are the second person who asked me why. It's because my son is so worried about you because he said that you cried during the whole story church. I said, wow, that's the reason why they didn't speak or move themselves. They were in shock seeing you crying. She said, I need help. And then she got started using these children in class with them just explain John 3:16 like this. You can have, so you can, all of you can see, I made this big hand so everyone can see. Later on, my children were now teenagers, and they had this evangelist ministry in our church, and they would go outside and preach and present, make presentations on the beaches and the shopping malls and hospitals. And later on, they wanted to have something very easy to use and to present the gospel in small groups as they would make the invitation. Then I developed the idea to make these bookmarkers to have the Bible verses written here and present like this. This was a development of that other idea. So I also have a bigger version of this idea, so you can see better what I'm talking about. Well, one heart. Oh, this one is here. That's the idea. Yeah. On John 3:16, I have tried to think of different ways to have this the visual presentation in different ways and for different situations. People who have this visual in Amazonia River, they ask it, please do something that we can use as we make hold our club in the canoes on the river. I said, okay, I have paper, I have felt, I have fabric. What do you need? And because of their request, I made this kind of a pad, you see? So they can hang, two children in one canoe could hang a cord, a line, and with cloth pin, they can hang them. And if they fall on the water of the river, no problem. They are washable and water resistant. And also, far away in the bank of the river of Amazonia, I went to share a class, and I found this hanging on a house, decorating the wall. I didn't think of that, but they came up with this idea. People use it on the table as well, and I didn't think of all these other ideas. But I believe in having different visual presentation for this message. So I made this when we have, I forgot the name for
apron.
Thank you. So many names for me to remember. Thank you. This apron, when you have holding a evangelistic program, you can use it. This one is in Spanish. We have it in Arabic, in many languages. I try to make my visuals in as many languages as people request me. Now with Google, we easily can have them in many languages. To bring here, I also made this blouse. Sati is wearing another with the corners rounded corners. This is with square corners. These are the very first samples I made. I'm always trying to make things in a different way. The same message I have. I started using, making this for my children in church when they learned sentences for these cubes. And then they would receive this small cube to use in their backpack. The reason was that they had to have a method of presenting the message of salvation wherever they go. And to explain this easily, I made the same cube bigger. And then to make games, memory games, I made this cube. This one is in Korean. I made it specifically for the Koreans here. The reason I made it in Korean is because in Brazil we have a Korean missionary, and he has this program. He goes to the schools in special days and have this day they call, he calls a happy day with Jesus. And he has so many different ways to have to present the message of salvation as children play games. And this is one of the methods. They have people who will present the message and then play games on memory game. You need two cubes to do that. So I have them two, big like this, small for small groups, and also like this. This one I made, I first made like a puff to be used in my living room. As we are sitting, having our devotional time, we can rest our feet on this puff. But they can also be used for children in classroom and wherever they are. The same missionary, Korean missionary in Brazil, he asked me to make this, how do you call this? It's a game. I called the Trial of Life. It's upside down. No, it's right. Okay, the Trial of Life. So I have five pieces in the color of the message of salvation. So five children or five groups of children can play at a time, and they can throw, roll the dice, and go block by block, facing the challenges, and go to they win, and repeating the Bible verses and learning more about the message of salvation as they play, as they have fun. This is one of these ideas. And this one, how do you call this mat? I made this, which is a kind of gray and black in the backside, to be used in the on the floor in the yard, and can easily get dirty and you can wash it. And this one, it's more to be used inside of the house and also on the bed. The ball was also intended for this program, the Happy Day with Jesus. They can make different, play different games with the ball as they remember the same message, like this. Let's go on with the ideas here. Also with John 3:16, I try to make different sizes of bags so can we don't have excuses not having our presentation of the gospel as we go out of the house. Someone came up with this idea, and I met this lady in one of our conferences, and she asked me, please, if you think this is useful, just produce them and let people to know and reproduce this idea. So I thought that it was a very interesting way. She said, everyone knows about God's love and that there is a God who loves us, but they don't understand why their acts are so bad and they can't please God. They don't understand the problem is, the heart of the problem is the problem of the heart. And so here is where everything is sold, so we can get a new life and walk with Jesus wherever we go. That was her idea. I said, okay, I'll take it. I will need one more idea to present the third different ideas. At this point, I need to know how long do we still have? How many minutes?
About
15
minutes.
About 50 minutes. Okay. See if we, as we go on, I'd like to show you this tablecloth. The idea is also to have a whole decoration on the message of salvation when your program is has its this purpose, huh? To present the gospel. So I decorated with the children, the main Bible verse about salvation, and all the other references and what they mean for the children. That was the main idea. Time is running so fast. Inspired on the cubes, I made these flowers. I wanted my wife to have something more captivating or more
captivating
for the small children as she presented the truth of the each color of the gospel. So I made these flowers. They can blossom as you present each truth, like this. Okay, and I also later on thinking of children who need to learn by others' experience, other children's experience. I made these expressions. The same children I made like this. It's a glove that is used as a flannel board. The faces are set here, and you just remove as you tell the story, make the application of the lesson, or just tell an object lesson. That's the same idea. We have all the five different children here. This one, do we have the five?
Yes.
Not the right way. Okay. Let me see if I have. Where is the pump? This is something that you can make at home. You will try till you are able to put. Just let me show them how to put one bag inside the other. With this, with a stick like this, you can cover one balloon with the other, just like this. Starting with the green one, then you cover it with the white, like this. Always taking care so that the end of it doesn't go inside. You have to see the end of the neck like this, till you cover all one with the other, and they are this way. And then you start inflating the globes from the green to the yellow. Each one will be inflated separately like this. You shrink the neck of the globe till you hold here in the base of its belly, and then you inflate it like an orange, like this. Twist it, hold, and tie it like this. And now you have the green balloon. Already inflated inside of the white, but it has to be completely independent of the others. So I will now inflate the white one, always taking care so that the nets don't go inside and get lost, and I can't inflate separately. Now, this big. I don't know what fruit you have the size here.
Grapefruit.
Grapefruit? Yeah, grapefruit. Like this. Great. And now I have the green one loose inside the white one. And then I will inflate the red one like this. A small, yellow melon.
Meloncino.
In Espanol.
Cantaloupe.
Okay, and now I have three of them independently inflated. And now I go to the black one. I call this method the original explosive evangelism. Because that's what really is. Now it's a little bit harder to tie it like this. Balloons number seven are big enough to make this method. And now the last one, the easier one, the yellow. When I'm going to present this method, I always have more than one set ready to be used, because if something goes wrong, I have another one spare to use if something goes wrong. I hope nothing goes wrong now, because we don't have to make the whole process again. I need something to
pop.
Okay. If I have small children, I will make a hole here close to where I tied it, so this inflates without the explosion, the noise. Okay. So, but I tell the children, I created this method for my girl when she was 7. I wanted to create something new. She wanted all her friends to be evangelized in her birth party. And so I thought of this way of presenting the gospel, and I spent a few weeks trying to make it to work until developing the idea. Someone said that for a man to have a good idea, he has to have thousands of ideas, different ways. I think this person was thinking of Thomas Edison. But this is about light, light bulb. When God created you, thought of bringing you to existence, he thought of you with love. He had a perfect plan for you. This was a wonderful idea, enlightened idea. He wanted you to be happy and live in a perfect relationship with him your whole life, and one day to have you with him in heaven forever. But you know, this God is a holy God. The Bible says that God is light, and in him there is no darkness. Because of that, the holiness of God, we can't be happy having this perfect life in a perfect relationship with him, because we have this problem that God calls sin, which is like darkness. That's why it's called explosive evangelism. Since we were born, we were growing in the tummy of our mommies. We had this problem that grew with us, and it's still growing. And that's why
we can't please God. Even though we love our moms and daddy, we can't obey them as we want because we can't. The same way is with God. We can't please God because we are sinners. And because of that, we are to be eternally separated from Him. But He loves us. His plan is perfect, and He doesn't want us separated from Him for eternity. That's why He already solved this problem to us. When Jesus came from heaven, was born as a baby, grew up without ever sinning, and one day on the cross, He shed till His last drop of blood to clean us from our sins. And He died, but He rose again. And now that He is alive, He can give to you and me not so explosive, huh? Now you can be born again and have a new life to grow in God's presence as a child of God. He says, no one will ever take you from my hands. I will take care of you. No one will be able to take you from me. Now that you have this new life, when you have this new life, receiving Jesus as your Savior, you start growing. Yes, this one. In your new life. And you explain, for this balloon to grow bigger, you have to blow air inside of it. That's what the Holy Spirit will do in your life. He will blow of His comfort, tell you what to do, give you the power to please God and be holy and have this perfect life that He wants you to have. And for a few people, I always say, be careful so children don't lose their salvation. No, it's not the problem. as we get close to the end of our last 5 minutes of our workshop, I still have some ideas here. Sati was going to share about missions in our Leadership Institute in Brazil. So I remembered of a conference where a lady used a kind of dressed blouse that looked like a global. That's why I made this global. It's also made with tennis shoes material to be very resistant. It has this tie with the message of salvation, because the idea is to teach the children that the whole world needs this message.
Around the corner, around the world, a child in Jesus, a child is ever heard.
Share with them. Give to them. Share. The idea, I have a little dolls from different countries, and I would put in the hands of our children as they taught them how to pray for the children of other countries. But these dolls are made of wood, and some children would destroy them easily. So I made these small cushions with the map, the flag, and a picture of the child. This is a Brazilian child. So I made 30 different children, and with the 30 different pillows that goes inside the global, they can
put the hands inside the pockets and pull one, and then they will know for which country they will pray for. I already explained about them. This is something that is to be used again and again every week, so they understand that missions and evangelizing the world is not something to be taught in a month of the year during a missions program, but this is something that has to be part of our lives. This is a song that we have in Portuguese. When the TCE method was being become more and more used in Latin America, where it got started, we were trying to get songs that would teach the truth of the gospel in the same way, as the method. So we first had this song in Portuguese, and later on in Spanish, and now in English. I have this song recorded for whoever wants to have it in a Google Drive. I have the address for you to have, and the way for you to have the right to download it and sing, and then to sing. The love of Jesus, the love of God is big, so big, so big. With love he made the world and he made me too. The love of God is big, so big, so big. He made a home above for me too. My sin was so bad, so bad, so bad. For sinning I fell short from the glory of God. My sin was so bad, so bad, so bad. The price was to die without God. The love of Jesus is so big, so big. He paid the price with blood on the cross for me. The love of Jesus is so big, so big. He died and rose again for my sins. Receiving Jesus makes me clean, so clean. He promises to make me a child of God. Receiving Jesus makes me clean, so clean. He says no one will take you from me. God tells me to grow up, grow up, grow up. When I read his word and I talk to him, God tells me to grow up, grow up, grow up. He wants me all the time close to him. Amen. Okay, as we end this workshop, I want to share two more ideas. I made this one for you to share the gospel and also to have prayer requests and with information of your ministry. This also is available for you if you have someone who has CorelDRAW, can use CorelDRAW, only CorelDRAW X8. The file is available for you to download it and have the information. This one is with Latin America information, but you just change the information here and have this fan to use, and also with the outlines to cut out in the cutting plotter. So, and another idea that I developed as a prayer card with magnet to be used as in your refrigerator and also in your Bible. This model is also available for you in this address in Google Drive. If you want to get these ideas, I can give you personally these informations. May God bless you and use these ideas for His glory and to reach more and more children around the corner and around the world. Amen?
Amen.